Welcome back to Alagazia. Before diving into the session, I just want to address a small hiccup that occurred while recording. Due to some unforeseen technical issues, the players' voices were not captured at the very beginning of the session. But I will catch you up on some of the things that happened at that very beginning portion. While in Gilead, after meeting Lily, the players began to walk around Alagazia and they found themselves face-to-face amongst a heated protest against those who fully support Nosferatu's restrictions on magic. They were voicing their distrust and fear and measures, and at the measures that magic can bring evil. Tensions quickly escalated as the players kind of got themselves involved and, by accident, let slip their true nature as dragon riders, who quickly had that fact turned against them. In their fervent defense, however, the players inadvertently bolstered some of their ideologies. We're going to find out what this is going to mean moving forward and let you find out exactly what happened. Till then, enjoy the show, and we will see you again for the next session. Have a wonderful day.
Just like every one of us, except... have you had to miss meals? Interesting. And she's going to kind of gesture at the dwarf's belly.
What you're telling me is you are so busy in life that you have to sit here and argue about our opinion.
Do you see this? They resort straight to the violence of magic. No, but the threat was implied that you could stop us if you so chose. Once more demonstrating that it is at your whim that we can have an opinion.
And with that, the individual is going to go back to his speech, and the others are going to turn back to him, no longer wanting to argue.
And how far away? Are we still there, or are we moved away?
Are you still there?
I'm just walking alongside wherever Arendor is. Today, he's started leading the way through the city, especially after that.
Yeah, he's going to selectively, but Arendor's done. He's not going to. He's figured out that, like, he's not changing any minds. There's no use in even attempting. So he'll start moving away, and at oh my god, I'm sorry, I keep forgetting character names. Bahane?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's gonna look at him and go, yes, we are a asshole-y bunch, and you've only met the bottom of the chain.
I mean, I've come across a fair number of them. But
you have to think, in a place like this, if they're spewing nonsense like that, it comes from somewhere else.
What do you think of that hooded cloaked fella?
I am curious.
And she said something about bracelets. I didn't catch all what she said about him. Something about bracelets with wards.
Yeah, preventing magic use. I would like to look into this hooded fellow, though, but I would like to do it a little bit more discreetly.
Oh, here, I just thought we'd set fire to a building and put up in smoke signals, hey, hooded asshole, we're waiting here.
Arendor's going to kind of laugh and then, like, give you a slap on the back. He goes, well... then you have a lot of houses to build. Or rebuild.
I think I'm about done with this city once we find some good bread. Unless you want to try to find that cloaked figure on, you know, always back you up.
I am curious. Should we run it by the others first?
Yeah, I suppose.
That way more eyes are looking out.
They have no business.
Can we? I hate to say it, but we're not talking about whether or not we can help.
Let's say we get out of the city for a little bit, gather the thoughts, go over some stuff, get the bread first, and then rendezvous outside of the walls or the limits.
Okay.
I don't want to draw any more attention to us than we already just did.
As we get walking through the city again looking for a bakery, I am going to turn and go, you know, I'm not a big fan of flying, but
then what are you doing with then what are you doing with the dragon?
Yeah, I appreciate the role that the riders have to play in the world, and I'm honored to be one, but not having my feet on the ground is damn unnatural.
Both of you give me an insight.
That said, I am very interested in seeing if Master Brightleaf will let me and Asgorn's Hefthin just fly really low over the city on our way past.
Both of you give me an insight check, please.
Insight.
Oh my god, 4.
7 plus 6, so 13.
You feel your body flashing with heat as a desire that you know that is not yours begins to overwhelm you.
Damn dragon.
Do I feel that?
You do not.
Okay.
Do I know which dragon is involved?
Definitely yours. You can make an inference.
I meant which other. What?
You can make an inference that it would be the male.
Well, no, I know mine is.
The female. There's only one.
Well, yeah, we've got mine is the male, and we've got two females, so there's.
It would be Veltharion.
Paula is the one that had been before.
Veltharion.
I'm just shaking my head right now. Like it wasn't enough with Innerfall, and now Veltharion too. Let's find some bread.
It would be fairly easy to find a bakery. You would be able to get a loaf of bread for 5 copper pieces.
I'm looking for I'm looking for some travel stuff, not just loaves of bread. And I'm also looking for some sweet buns and stuff, like something that'd be a bit of a treat, but still acceptable for elves to eat.
The sweet treats would be about 2 silver pieces for a box. As for rations and things like that, like I said, about 5 to 1 silver piece. 5 copper pieces to 1 silver.
I think I'm gonna grab about a gold worth of the more travel ones, so that should be around 20 or so. So that would put me at 15.5, and then I'll get a box of the more sweet ones. That'll bring me up to around a round 16 gold that I've spent so far, so I have 4 gold left. And I'm just going to look at Arendor and go, honestly, I'm not as sure about sticking around for the blankets at this point. I don't know that I want to spend any more money in this city right now.
I would have to agree.
Go ahead and give me a perception check.
Good lord. 11?
Natural 20, so 22.
There you go. Wow. This time, Arendor, you would actually notice a cloaked figure. This one is taller than the one that was shown to you earlier. Once more, as soon as he notices that you notice him, he vanishes.
How far away was he? It, they, them?
About 100, 150 feet away.
All right, Aaron's going to rush over to where they were standing.
I'm going to follow.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to rush over and like to where they're standing, and he's going to look around, like, see if there's any tracks or any sign of them.
Give me an investigation check.
Investigation. Oh.
Can I help?
You certainly can.
And you're the mini. I'm looking around. I've got a better view of the stuff down low.
All right, so I've got 11.
Okay. You're not going with an 11, you won't be seeing anything. Or at least nothing that stands out.
Getting a little tired of these cloaked bastards following us around.
I don't like that we're being watched.
One thing that you will find... Sorry, go ahead.
I would like to ask if Arendor would join minds with me as a bit of a defensive measure so that I can cast my mind out to see if I can sense anyone paying us more attention than the average passerby on the street.
Sorry, say that again?
I'm wanting to see if Arendor will join his mind with mine, just sort of to bolster my mental defenses as I cast my mind out to see if there is anyone paying us more attention than just your average passerby on the street. Basically, yeah. We found no evidence of his feet. I want to see if I can find evidence of his intent in the minds around us.
Yes, he will.
Okay. He'll agree. Not evidence of his intent, but more in the sense of, like, the way Aragorn in Eldis sensed the guy about to commit murder, or the way Jedi feel when somebody's about to do them harm. He's feeling for an intent directed at them.
Cool.
Go ahead and give me either an Arcana or an other intelligence-based check. You can argue the skill.
I'd like to argue for... I know this is wisdom, but I'd like to argue for insight, because it is the reading of intention.
I'll allow it.
That is a 19 plus 6, so 25.
You don't know any... You don't notice anything harmful. The only... attention that you real notice is curiosity as you are kind of investigating an area around.
Yep. I would share this in my mind with Aaron, or in my mind with Arendor, rather than verbalizing it, in case the person watching us is just skilled enough that they're still there and paying attention, and I just can't sense their mind.
It's sweet.
Arendor. With your 11, though, you would find a necklace. Or rather, just a robe. You could assume that it could have been worn as a necklace or wrapped around a wrist. But the only decoration on it is a hanging dragon's tooth.
Okay. He's going to, like, pick it up by the rope, not the tooth itself, but, like, examine it and just kind of take it in. Like,
I would like to... I'm assuming I notice this once he picks it up.
Unless he's trying to hide it.
Nope.
Then yes.
I want to cast my detect magic on it.
You find only the magic that you would on a dragon. Nothing that's outstanding. It's just whatever residual magic was in left within the tooth. So you could assume that could be used as a spell focus.
Okay.
Uses. Karen.
Are we too low level to scry?
Yes.
Bad.
Well, I think at our level it would be scry or die at a minimum.
Right.
So with that, what do you guys like to do?
Would you have... I don't know, he wouldn't have said it out loud. Because I had an idea, but it only works if he said out loud what he did about scrying, so never mind. At this point, I think I am just going to be keeping a very close eye around us as we make our way to the gates, unless Arendor wants to do something else within the city.
Team.
Nope. He is good. With the people and these people watching them, and he's ready to kind of get out of it and kind of reconvene and stuff like that.
As you start leaving the city, you make your way to where you stash the dragons, and you notice that both your dragons are absent.
Oh, yeah. Bloody hell, let's go.
Yeah.
You didn't sense it?
No, but she's good like that.
Arendor,
I wish mine was.
You sense the afterglow now as they're heading back.
Yeah.
Master Brightleaf, I got the goods you asked for.
He will respond, "Well done," in the ancient language.
I will bring him the 4 gold that are left over.
Why, I was expecting you to use all of it.
We ran into a little trouble. We had planned to use all of it, and after the end, we didn't feel like spending any more in that city. And I got good prices on what I did find. So, I think you'll be pleased with the quantity and the quality. We had discussed getting some more blankets, but the people of the city did not want us there any longer.
That they did not.
I hope you weren't outed as riders anyway.
Apologies, Eberthil.
I take full responsibility for that.
He's just going to lower his head and hang.
I'll put my hand up and just go.
It might have been him who let slip the secret, but I was the one who got involved in the conversation first.
What's done is done. And we cannot dwell.
Especially here.
Did you at least pay attention to see if you were followed?
Would we... We didn't roll a check after leaving the city.
Go ahead and give me a perception check.
Okay. That's a net 20 plus 6.
Okay. What was yours, Arendor?
12.
You were not followed.
Okay.
Not once we left the city master, but there were individuals in hooded cloaks, as best we could tell, multiple, who, today at least, were keeping an eye on us.
All we could find of them after they ran was this necklace with the dragon tooth attached to it.
Show me.
I already examined it, and it shows no magic other than that inherent to the dragon themselves.
Show me.
What'd you say?
Show me.
He's holding it up.
Throw it away. You don't want that bad luck on you.
But good. This, you want us to throw it away?
I mean, you could choose to keep it, but for the most part, you're saying it's a bad omen.
You point. Do the
Bitcoin?
Would I have learned that that's a bad omen during my time in Ellesmira?
No.
Abrithel, I don't understand. I thought that it was incumbent upon us to honor the remains of dragons.
That is not an honor of the remains of dragons. What that is a symbol. A symbol of a group that should be dead.
Once more, all of his words are in the ancient language.
Now, question for the DM. When he's saying the group should be dead, like, is he referring to riders in general?
No, the group that uses Dragon Tooth as a symbol.
Oh, okay. So that's a symbol of something.
Yes.
It's Shiggy.
And English.
Would I know this group?
No.
Okay. What group are you referring to, Master Brightleaf?
Give me a persuasion, Chuck.
Persuasion? I'm actually okay with these. 21.
Nice.
Plus 5 charisma. Sorry, plus 5 persuasion. So 21.
You notice still a hesitation as if you just succeeded. It's not something that we talk about often. In fact, I won't even mention the name. But no, their history dates back centuries.
I will not press any further.
I will.
You could try.
If they are following us, Master, it seems that we should know everything we can. Otherwise, if you're going to be sending us into cities alone, does it not seem that we are not being properly escorted as Queen Arya requested?
Don't worry, that mistake won't be made again.
So are you going to be awake at all hours? Are you always going to have your eyes open watching?
Knowing the name of the
group, we are to be the next riders.
Excuse me. Knowing the name of the group will not protect you at all times, like you were insinuating it will.
It might but help you, me catch something in a stray mind.
You will be escorted in cities at all times. Remember, you are not full-fledged dragon riders yet. You are going to complete your training. Don't forget that. You are not to engage unless it's essential.
Master, ignorance has killed more than anything else. We are not full-fledged riders, but we are full-fledged targets.
And this is all you will know at this time. Is that understood?
No.
Well, that's the only answer you get. And he gives you a look as if the conversation is over.
Has Asgorn's Hefthin landed yet?
He has not yet. Now,
I'm going to reach out with my mind and go, hurry up, I actually feel like flying right now.
You're going to feel the speed of the dragon increase. Let's be off.
Sure.
Out of character, does did we be off from the city before? Sorry, never mind.
Well, you were already outside of the city because you were regrouping with the dragon. So at this point, he's just moving further south in the direction you need to go. The dragons will be able to regroup with you easily.
Okay. What else?
But within 5 minutes, Asgorn would be there.
I will say that I am being overtly avoiding Master Brightleaf's gaze until Asgorn's Hefthin shows up, and I quickly mount him and just go, hey, you feel like showing off?
Without even another word after that, he's going to kick off and corkscrew spin up into the air.
He does that, and two things are going through my mind at once. In just to myself, I am like, oh God, why am I doing this? And to him, I go, you want to impress some humans? There's a city over there. Just fly high enough that arrows can't hit.
You want me to show myself, hey? I love the idea.
And he is going to...
be sure to roar loud as you fly.
Turn. And he is going to begin to fly towards the city. And you are just going to be hearing... Thelian screaming out, no! This is supposed to be a secret.
We already blew that, Master. Might as well give him a show.
Thelian is just going to continue to head and stay with Aragorn. Arendor.
I mean, I'll take Aragorn's identity.
We now have access to scrying and changing what ancient words mean.
Not yet. Not ever with this behavior.
Hey, you can't blame us for trying.
Sure I could. By definition, I can't. But what else would you like to do? Aragorn. Arendor, fuck that. Why not? Fuck that. What is it you're doing as Behane and Asgorn? Yep, Asgorn begin to fly towards Gilead.
So as he takes to the sky and all that, like, Arendor's gonna look up and just kind of smile, like, now that's a rider. I knew his feet. He belonged to Mare. But then he's gonna give like a little like sigh of like, is Veltharion? Talk to my dragons. Veltharion around?
He is. Yes, she is.
He's gonna kind of like reach out to her and just be like, oh, what a day. How was yours?
Wonderful.
Yeah. You would have enjoyed town. They're so welcoming and friendly and hate dragon riders, and you would have had a blast.
And this is going to make that better, huh?
I figured you like to show off. You could have done a little strut.
You're going to see Thalion walking over to the puddle of booze, to the cask of booze, and he's going to cast a spell. And you're going to hear Queen Arya's voice. Is everything okay?
Brace yourself. There is definitely going to be proof that Dragon Riders are being reborn. And Queen Nasuara is not going to be happy that we haven't expressly told them that we were traveling through.
I could see where that would become a problem.
I do have a quick question about something I'm trying to remember. What was our next destination to be after Gilead?
You were heading southward down to Illyria.
Okay. Now, I am going to instruct Asgore that when he does his buzz of the city, to make sure he does it in such a way that it looks like we're heading in the direction of Tirim.
Alrighty. With that, afterwards he's going to basically end the conversation with Arya, who sounded slightly distressed after the news update, and turns towards Arendor. Please request that he comes back.
May I inquire as to why?
Well, we must be going. This is quite distressing. So, we must be off as soon as possible.
Irony?
I would, on Asgore's, be after buzzing Gilead and making it look like we're going to Tirim, asking him to fly as high as he could so we get out of sight, get lost in a cloud or two before circling back towards our companions.
Once regrouped, he will begin to move southward once more.
I will reach out with my mind towards that Master Villain.
There is no response.
I'll land with the group.
You are going to simply get a curt, let's be off. And he is going to begin riding.
I will ride after and go, now they think we're heading to Tirim at least.
Yes, and more than likely we will have to have a meeting with Lady Nasuara.
And always wanted to anyway.
I'm very glad.
And he's just going to ride off.
I do have a question that I think we had played back and forth with a tiny bit when I was in character creation, but I don't think we ever had a firm answer on it. Is Auric aware of my current station, and have we had any discussions before?
Auric is aware of your current station. As for have you had direct conversation with Auric, due to the resolution and your clan's, you know, being welcomed back, yes, you would have had conversations with Auric at some point or another. Maybe not since you went off to training, but also the elves, the dwarves would have been able to send an envoy.
When we get to where we make camp, I do think I would, I don't know if it's a skill I would have yet, but if not, I would ask Master Villene. I should probably speak with Auric if I'm going to be to speaking with Neswada.
Are you asking him while you're traveling, or are you going to wait until they stop?
I said once we set camp for the night.
Okay. With that, you would be able to travel most of the day. It is a quiet travel. Both of your elvish traveling companions, Thalion and Illyria, are quite silent.
I imagine I'm getting the same treatment from Enkidu and the Weirdcat.
One might assume, I'm not going to assume that. They are just quiet for their own reasons.
Gotcha. I'm just going to be sort of chatting with Asgorn's Hethen, letting him know the whole situation, from the people being upset to the group with the dragon teeth to, and now Master Brightleaf is pissed about us buzzing the town.
Not that I'm complaining, but why'd you do it? Why'd we do it? I mean, I did it because it was fun.
Did you want to?
As I said, I did it because it was fun, but you did it for a reason.
Well, let's just say that I'm not big on losing arguments, and I think that I just won the argument about dragon riders are a fact of life if you like it or not.
So you possibly scared them to reinforce your reason.
People like that are scared anyway.
Okay.
I gave them a clearer mental image.
Okay. And he's just going to be kind of humming along as he's flying.
As he's humming along, I'm going to pull out the bone flute that I had made in the previous session and try to find a tune to work with the rhythm of his mind.
Give me a performance check.
Okay. Not great, but my first time with the instrument, 13.
All right. There are moments where what you're playing syncs up, but there's also no set rhyme or rhythms.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like there's times where mid almost hum switches to a different cadence and tempo. And then switches back.
Are you just trying to screw with me?
What are you talking about?
You're not keeping any sort of rhyme or rhythm for me to play along with.
Why do I have to keep rhyme or rhythm?
Oh, good Lord, I have so much to teach you.
I'm very confused, and he's just going to go back to kind of like beating to his own drum.
I'm going to try to, like, find a way to impose a harmony.
Okay. Good luck with that one.
Yeah, I didn't say I expected to succeed.
Hey, listen, you could try. It's like, you could still yell at a wall. Doesn't mean that you're going to make that wall listen.
Hey, he already got one concession from me today. I flew voluntarily.
There you go. As the traveling time comes to an end, though, you see the glowing of a fire a couple of miles away down on the plains. And it's at about this point that we're going to introduce Roland. So, Roland, you're going to be sitting in a fire as you are in between jobs.
Okay.
You are set up for camp for the night as you give me a perception check.
That'll be 10.
10. Or how many of you are flying?
I believe I was riding. And Asgorn's would be harder to see at night anyway because he's black.
How about for you, Arendorf?
He's riding.
All right. Are you guys going to swoop down near the fire? Are you going to stop away from the fire? Are you going to ignore the fire? Or would you like to...
I should have specified I'm riding my horse.
Gotcha. So, your dragon, flying, seeing the fire overhead, and after getting the Kerplunge to reveal himself earlier, is going to swoop down. Roland, out of nowhere, you're going to hear a whoof as a cloud of dust waves out, and you see a husky, medium-sized dragon having land 20 feet away from you.
But
what would you like to do?
You know,
don't see me moving very much. I'm just gonna kind of stay there, staring at the fire.
See,
but have they landed in front of me, in front of the fire, or behind me?
Within your line of sight.
Who would be?
Okay. Well, I've been around long enough to have heard tales of dragons, but I thought you would be more subtle.
You go in here, and they
move, move,
as it begins to crouch upward.
Would I be aware of this going on through my link?
Yeah, you see, you feel that he's being playful.
I am just gonna go, if you're going to land in front of someone, as bad as an idea as that is, at least be polite enough to talk to them. Otherwise, they're just gonna think you're hunting them.
Oh, I'm not connecting my brain to somebody else's. Wouldn't that be far more intrusive? How would you feel if I just went, "Bah, I'm here"?
That's why you ask first. You just give a little tap.
I'm a dragon. You do not tell your prey you're about to kill them.
Okay, so just to let you know, if it walks on two legs and isn't a bird, it shouldn't be prey.
So even a Razak is in prey.
I think they qualify as a bit more.
And you said walks on two legs and isn't a bird. They're not birds.
No, they're
They
predators.
Walk on two legs. So you have to
and
be
the leather
specific.
Blacker don't. And the leather blacker don't.
Well, those are generational leaps.
You're going to notice, Roland, that this thing is very distracted. It's looking away, and it's like it's almost you can feel like it's talking to somebody.
I'm gonna remain there with kind of a very small smirk on my face.
I will have started to ride in his in Asgorn's direction, knowing that he is not going to handle things diplomatically at this point.
Arendor, were you riding on your dragon or on your horse?
True.
Arendor?
Any government?
Okay, mate.
Grown?
Boston?
Right. Yep, I'm here. Sorry, repeat that.
Are you riding your horse or are you riding your dragon?
Dragon.
Okay.
I have to step away for just a moment. I'll be back momentarily.
Yep, yep. You see Asgorn land in front of an individual in front of a fire. What would you like to do?
He is going to, not telepathically, but he's going to verbally kind of tell the Theron, oh, not good. Not good.
take us down.
Roland, you are going to see a second dragon land.
Thank you, Wilson.
This one having a human on its back.
Ben.
Well. I didn't figure you would be landing to kill me. If you were going to kill me, you'd have done that by now. Been hunted by enough in my life that I was going to be dead, I'd be dead already. Oh.
Good.
Welcome to my humble evening campfire.
I can see. Well, you are. If you wanted to be dead, if we wanted you dead, you'd be dead. I can see how this might come off as a little intimidating. So I apologize for the optics.
At this point, when you've seen your entire village slaughtered, you tend not to worry too much about where death might be coming from. It comes for all of us eventually.
Arendor's going to link to Vatharin. Did we find a smart one?
Maybe. Smarter than you.
I'll take that as a compliment. You sensing anything out of the ordinary or off yet?
No.
So don't eat him?
Can I?
Oh, I said don't. I guess it was more of a question.
So can I?
Let's find out a little bit more. But don't be too nice.
You're going to hear snarling as she kind of growls in your direction.
How far am I from catching up?
I'd say about 5 minutes away, give or take.
Big. Two dragons and one rider.
Huh?
Surely that means another one's around somewhere.
He'll be along shortly. And I mean shortly. His legs don't give much ground.
Well, how much of this conversation am I aware of through my link?
You'd have an open link with Asgorn.
I just give him my permission mentally to snort smoke in Arendor's face.
Arendor, you're going to see Asgorn walk up and just blow a smoke ring, so you feel the warmth and just the overwhelming smell of sulfur as one of the rings hits you.
What did you eat?
You're going to just hear as it attempts to laugh.
He's in out loud, like, so not link-wise, he's going to out loud address both dragons. You two are never leaving our sight again. Now, back to you. What brings you out here?
Is that about this moment that the Hane, you'd be able to start riding up with the two elves?
Hey.
Okay. I'm going to say Arendor got there first. I'm still letting him take the lead. I'm just going to go over and sort of set a hand on Asgorn's heften to try to convince him to be a little bit more reasonable than usual.
Alrighty. So go ahead, Arendor.
Suppose he was addressing.
So how can we help you tonight?
Well, that's usually not the question that's asked of me. Usually I'm asking how I can help somebody through these lands. You asked what I am doing out here. As it stands, I'm a bit of a guide. I've been working... Oh, yes, I help ferry people as much as I can between the northern and southern towns along the spine, but I grew up there. But I'm starting to learn my way around some of these lands between the spine and the desert. Easier to make money when there's more area you can travel and travel safely.
Fair. And you didn't seem startled by my two four-legged companions here. Not every day you see a giant lizard come out of the sky and go face to face, and it did not seem to deter you at all.
Well, there might be a couple reasons for that.
Watch who you call a lizard. You're going to hear ringing through your head.
Sorry.
As you can hear, I'm used to dealing with the wildlife, wolves and such. At any time, I could be hunted by something out here. Thankfully, I've learned how to take care of myself best I can. But you're also not the first dragon riders I've seen.
You've seen others. Where? How long ago?
Once. About 10 or 11 years ago. I don't know if you'd heard of my town. It's not there anymore. There's a tiny hamlet called Yazwak.
Bring your one?
Yep.
Would I have? I mean, Bahane, College of Lore.
Yeah, within his, if you were taught history, you would have been taught about battles that were fought during the war.
Okay. I know of it. That was the first place that Aragorn used magic. Priestwinger, if I recall.
Indeed. I wasn't, thankfully, in the town at the time. I had been on a hunting excursion trying to find food for my family. And while I was out...
Frank.
I saw smoke coming from the village.
So,
luckily, my father taught me well how to keep myself hidden when I want to. And I was able to get close enough to the village to observe the Urgles. Yeah, as well as a young boy, older than me. Probably twice my age at that time.
Riches.
And I saw him shoot an arrow that caught fire. Then, while that burned the remains of the village down, I saw an older gentleman escape with him. I let them go on their way. I didn't want to, at that point I didn't know who I could trust, and only one I was certain I could trust was myself, and I escaped back into the woods and kept hunting. Kept myself fed, and eventually started making my way south along the spine. As I did, I found other refugees from villages like mine, and as I knew how to hunt, I could at least try to help us stay fed. But as a result, I became something of a guide along the spine, and it's kept me fed entertained, but more importantly, trained.
I would reach out to Arendor with my mind and go, you mentioned problems with Urgles. Should we take it back to Gilead? Should we ask him about if he's got problems with a new pact?
I think that's a very wise question.
You're the one who's developed the rapport so far.
So, have you heard of or familiar with the new pact
in Ardaren?
Yeah, bits and pieces here and there. I try not to get into the cities much, if at all.
And what are your thoughts on bits you know?
I'm wary, but if I learned anything in the ensuing years where I picked up what I can about what happened, I'm more wary of people in power than I am necessarily who wields it. Besides the Urgles, not the brightest bunch.
It is.
And if what I've heard of magic is true, less thought a creature is able to put into something, the more easily they can be controlled. Am I wary? Yes, but only slightly more wary than I would be of you two. Or any other dragon riders, for that matter.
Really?
Kingdom. But, let me explain.
I just start going to do the soothing soundtrack in the background with the flute.
Eric.
One's going to teach him how to play that one day, aren't they? Oh, nothing.
I had it.
But, as I was saying, if I've learned anything living out here, it's much easier to learn from those who would use power than it is to just break at them willy-nilly.
So,
Arrow's gonna look over to Behane. Any other questions?
You like meat.
Well, of course.
He pulls out some of the bacon that he had gotten in Gilead and just grabs a cast iron pan and walks over, sits down.
And I do enjoy bacon. Rare when I have time to hunt boar out here.
Yeah, this was hunted more with coin than skill.
We work with what we have.
Indeed. As it cooks, I just want to be playing along on the flute, trying to get the hang of it.
Alrighty, go ahead and give me a performance check. As you play.
Yeah, it's a little better than last time. That was a 11 plus 3, so 14. One better than last time.
Alrighty.
Just trying to play something light and soothing.
As you do. Is there anything you guys would like to do before you take a long rest?
I had wanted to, if Master Brightleaf is willing, or if I am able to myself, I wanted to contact Oryk about the day's events.
Give me a persuasion check.
Eighteen.
He begrudgingly casts it. In fact, without even using a word.
Bane definitely notices that the word wasn't used and is like mentally cataloging that amongst things he means to learn. He waits for Oryk to address whatever reflective surface is being used.
Well, who's calling me now?
It's Bane, son of Lutring from Ashfield and Loch Anwin. The rider.
Oh, young rider.
Seem to be riders, I keep being reminded.
How are you?
I am well. My teachers don't seem as pleased right now, and thought I should update you of some circumstances.
And that would be?
In Gilead, we ran into a group of humans who were none too pleased with the new contract of the riders. I tried to open their minds some, and because of this, one of my companions made the mistake of indicating that we were riders. Wouldn't have happened if I hadn't started the conversation to begin with. But,
So you walked away, right?
After trying to get them to see some reason, yes. They already knew we were riders at that point, though. And
a few people,
Asgorn's Hefden, may have flown over the town after.
There's going to be silence on the through the connection. He's just going to rub his head.
I made sure that we flew over in a direction indicating a different destination than our actual one. Made it look as though we were heading to Tirim rather than Illyria. But Master Brightleaf, who is escorting us, indicated that we may be having an audience with Naswada as a result, and as such, I thought it best if you were informed first, whether it be to reach out to her in advance or to instruct me as to anything you would have me say or do.
Were you here in the Beors, you would be spending time working on petrified trees.
I'm just maintaining a respectful silence, waiting for him to continue.
Well, I suppose I will have to consult with Queen Arya. After all, between myself, her, and Aragorn, we did leave the human domain out of the talks. So this poses a complication.
There are a couple other facts you should probably be made aware of.
And that would be?
Well, for one, it seems that the people I was trying to talk with were of the opinion that the lands of the Broadring Kingdom should be only for humans and only for humans who don't use magic.
Okay.
Also, though Master Brightleaf won't tell us more, there appears to be an organization trying to follow us whose mark, as best I'm able to tell, is a necklace with a dragon tooth on it.
Give me an insight check.
Yeah, that's not good. That is a 12.
You see a tightening of the eyes.
What?
I'm sure he told you what he could.
I'm quite sure he didn't. I'd appreciate it if you would.
As said, I'm sure he told you what he could.
The Silkbrits.
You know, I am the first dwarf to be bound to a dragon. It would not be a good look for the riders or the dwarves if the first dwarf to be bound to a dragon ended up getting killed by a secretive group.
Are you questioning your king? Or has going through your training made you less of a member of the dwarven clans?
But I'm not questioning my king. I am informing
like
him of circumstances.
You sound like you're questioning your king. So I will leave it matter-of-factly. I'm sure he told you what he could, and that is all you can get at this time. If that still is not satisfying to you, then pursue your own answers on your own. But don't question your king.
You know that I sought this path to be one of service to the Nerla.
And you're still young.
I am.
Answers come in time. You can't seek answers just and expect immediate results. Instant gratification will get you nowhere.
If I may be free to speak without being suggested to be questioning my king, then
you may not. Now, I must go ahead.
I just sort of squint. I do keep my mouth shut.
I have to go contact and mediate what to do next. You will be hearing from me.
As you say.
Be safe, and may the stars protect you. And the image is going to go clear.
I give a bow as it's going clear. And then once it is completely clear, I give like 2 or 3 seconds to be safe before just kind of, in frustration, smacking the side of the barrel.
All right.
Not hard enough to break it at all. Not even attempting to be hard enough to break it. Just in frustration.
I would say this does not go unnoticed by the rest of you. What would you guys like to do before we take a long rest?
I'm not sure. I am going to get a tankard out of the pack that is appropriately sized for a very substantial serving of ale. And I'm going to go over to the liquor and fill it from that.
Alrighty.
And I am going to sit on Asgorn's Hefthin's back with my beer-sized tankard of ale, or of liquor, and just
in your entire business,
sort of gripe at Asgorn's Hefthin. Oh, do they expect us to be safe and not give us the answers?
I don't know about you, but How are we supposed to search and find answers?
There are a lot of answers that people had to die to find. I'm not sure they want us finding them the same way.
And don't you think when they have more information, they will tell you?
Have more information now.
What if one is bound by the ancient language?
He is probably need to.
I find it suspicious that my master and my king would be bound by the same oath to not discuss a threat with their subordinate.
Well, it seems like their subordinate is having a temper tantrum about not getting an answer right away.
You want to fly?
Always.
And he's going, like, kind of wiggle his hips.
Spilling the liquor.
We'll find out.
I strap my legs in and immediately drain, like, half of the tankard so that it's not as likely to slosh around, and then just hold on tight.
He's going to launch up completely horizontally. So, like, his body is fully extended with one... So, with it, everything is pressed down, and you notice that if you're looking at the liquor, it creates that center space. So, like, all of the liquor is going up the ends of the glass with the amount of force. It reaches the brim, but does not go over until he abruptly stops that, and then about an eighth of it spills out.
I would like to try to catch it with my mouth.
Go ahead and give me a dexterity based check.
Okay. That is a 17 plus 2.
You are able to catch it with your mouth.
How was
my
that?
My friend, we just discovered a new drinking game.
Those of you below see this all going on. What are your thoughts?
Oh my god.
I yell out to Arendor as soon as I finish swallowing. I just discovered a new drinking game.
Are you going to attempt?
Fuck it. I'm in. Count me in.
Getting on your dragon, getting your cup. Are you going to try to drain half of it?
Yep.
All right. As your dragon goes up, same concept. Give me a dexterity saving throw.
Save. 19.
You are able to catch the liquor in your mouth.
Hey, look at that. The human can play too.
While you're down below, Roland. I think it's Roland.
Is that it?
Yep. You're going to see the elf. One of the elves, or actually both the elves, get up, and they're going to help themselves to some of the alcohol, and then just sit down near the fire.
Sorry.
There would be bacon at this point.
Bacon.
Yes, they're sitting there silently judging.
I'm doing about the same, looking straight up in the sky at these two people who just apparently invented a new drinking game. And I'm just gonna say, while I'm chewing on the bacon, you know,
good one.
They wield power like toddlers.
Indeed.
You have not only a dragon, but access to the magic that comes with it. Let's just say I
weapons.
That's precisely why I'm wary of people with power.
Indeed, this is what 2 years of training gets you. But this is, of course, a means to finalize their training. They think they're ready, but as strong as they are, they still have so much to learn, and it's not for me to teach them.
Now, the hardest lessons are learned usually on one's own.
Indeed, but those are also the most memorable.
True.
The problem with that is that the dragon and the magic and all that, they're just tools. Not much different from my crossbow or my glaive I use for a walking stick. The problem with tools is they can be used for defense or offense. I hope they will use it to defend people who can't defend themselves.
Indeed. And if today was an attest to that. We'll see.
The group of you seem to be going in about the same direction as I am.
We can always use an extra traveling companion.
Not one for large groups, but I've learned to live with discomfort over time, and I know anything from the tales I've heard of Aragorn since the last time I saw him. I might be able to learn how to defend myself a little better in your company.
That would definitely
be... That way if something does go wrong one day.
It would definitely be a possibility.
Again, you never know when something or someone might go wrong again one day, and while I might not be able to stand up against it, something we've learned, we can do our best and hope that those can do.
Indeed. It's a terrifying concept to know that a threat can arise. He's going to look up at them. That no one can possibly stop.
Well,
at least that's what history teaches us.
And that's why when they seemed surprised that I didn't react much to the dragons. But at some point, fate is fate. I'm going to die. No point in being scared of it now.
You were wise for a young age.
Circumstance has a way of doing that.
Indeed. You two, how long would you be staying up in the air?
I was just thinking that I was about ready to come back down, and I wanted to know how much liquor is spilled on me.
Just a couple of drops. You drank most of yours.
Okay. First thing I do when I get back on the ground is fill up another tankard with the liquor and hand it to Roland.
Thank you. Gift is appreciated. And I'm just gonna drink it, but slowly. Saber.
No one should be left out. Bahane is going to go fill his back up, but with water. He enjoys good drink, but he's already, with that big thing being filled with liquor, pushed his limits more than he usually does, so he's not looking to make a complete ass of himself in front of his teachers any more than he already has today.
Alrighty. Then, as the night comes to a close, unless there's anything anybody would like to do, we're actually going to call it here.
His only thing is, as I am falling asleep, I want to try to meditate on that all is one and one is all that I learned before leaving Elizmira.
Alrighty. You certainly can. Go ahead and give me a intelligence check.
Okay. 17 plus 2.
As you ponder, you focus on a series of stink bugs that are just munching on a leaf. They seem tranquil and serene as a larger organism eats it up. You notice just the sense of the little insect disappear.
Alrighty.
And there. We're gonna call it for the night.
Thanks.